Immigrants to the U.S. haven't been particularly welcomed lately. Look no further than the news about governors in Texas and Florida shipping migrants to the north. But here in New York City, a 10-year-old Syrian girl is getting a different reception. Her name is Little Amal, and she's a 12-foot puppet. Alexandra Starr reports on Little Amal's journey through the Big Apple.
Amal means hope in Arabic. The towering puppet of that name represents a Syrian refugee looking for her mother. A group of English artists came up with the idea for Amal as a way to put a human face on the global refugee crisis. The puppet traversed Europe last year. New York is her introduction to America.
For me, Little Amal coming to New York is Little Amal coming to the biggest stage on earth.
That's Yasmani Arboleda. He's the creative producer of Little Amal Walks New York.
She's transforming all of our streets, our plazas, our parks into theater.
On Friday, Little Amal was at the epicenter of New York theater, Times Square. Broadway performers, tourists, and school children were on hand to greet her.
I really have just been thinking a lot about all the kids that don't get a warm welcome like Amal.
Isabel Ramirez is a junior at Repertory Company High School. She and her classmates were part of a sing-along to welcome Amal.
I think it's really important to welcome everyone that we can, but not everyone gets that.
She's coming, you guys!
And there she stood, 12 feet tall, yet somehow lifelike. Operated by three people, the puppet walked tentatively. She looked at the enormous lit-up billboards. Her big eyes blinked.
She's skinny!
Then the performers and students broke into song. First up was Brand New Day from the musical The Wiz. The music got Amal's attention. She swayed, danced a bit. Catherine Almirañez captured it on her phone. Born in the Philippines, she came to the United States when she was 8 years old. She felt a personal connection to what Amal represents.
Part of why I wanted to come was I'm a formerly undocumented person. I was undocumented 24 years in the New York City public school system.
Almirañez took heart from the big turnout.
Because people might just come here for the fun of it, but, you know, there's like a flyer going around, there are conversations happening, and I think that's really what we want, is for people to be talking.
By the time the crowd broke into Seasons of Love from Rent, some of the performers were crying. Jennifer Malenke has starred in several Broadway productions. She thought that interacting with a giant puppet might feel weird.
But then you see it and you're like, I get this. I get it. I think anybody who saw that would be moved.
She was standing with Paul Kreppel, who is in the cast of the Broadway revival of Into the Woods. He didn't sing, but he was a rapt observer.
Those moments just touch the child in you and expand you and open your heart.
Arboleda, the producer of Amal's 17-day swing through New York, beamed as he surveyed the crowd. In addition to putting on a good show, he wanted people to think about a deeper message.
How do we take care of each other? How do we embody with these gestures and with this artwork the truth about how we should be reacting to all of the human beings who are seeking a safe place to live? If this is possible in our world, in the city of New York, what else is possible?
Little Amal's stop in Times Square was just one part of her New York trip. She'll be here through October 2nd, visiting all five boroughs. And, Arboleda says, organizers are planning for her to continue her U.S. journey next year. For WNYC, I'm Alexandra Starr.